swings and drives one right center field. It's hit well, and it is a home run. Jose Ramirez. He just cleared the wall in right center for his second home run on the day. Number 16 on the season. 5-0 Cleveland.
All right, a big win yesterday for the Guardians. A nice, great day for Jose. Always good to get a Jose home run, especially when Jim Rosenhaus gets the call that time around. It's our time to talk with Jim, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and your locally owned and operated Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorain, and also at Route 58 in Amherst. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
All ready for the White Sox, I bet, huh? All set?
Yeah. Some serious homework today. Obviously, Guardians pulling off a trade yesterday, and the White Sox did one last night late. I don't know if it's been confirmed yet, but multiple reports saying that they made some moves too. So it's that time of year.
Absolutely. Let's talk about that trade. Ahmed Rosario going to the Dodgers. We know we had kind of like a lot of middle infielders, so that was an option for us. But what do we know about Noah Syndergaard? Right now, I guess he's still kind of rehabbing or has been working in the minors, I understand.
Yeah, look, he's not the same guy that he was when, you know, back in 2015 when the Mets made the World Series against the Royals. But, you know, I think the Guardians are going to take a shot at this. You know, it's kind of twofold listening to Chris Antonetti talking about it last night. They wanted to open up a spot for some of the middle infielders who haven't had a chance to play that much. And so that's what certainly moving Rosario accomplishes. And in the meantime, they wanted to get an arm in here because they are struggling just to fill spots in the rotation right now. So whether Syndergaard can be that guy, I think it remains open to question. But obviously the Guardians did some due diligence on him and feel that he can take a regular turn in the rotation. When that is, I don't know. He's going to try and throw a bullpen today here in Chicago, and then they'll go from there and see where he slots in.
Yeah, they mentioned something about a blister, and then we had another player. Pitchers are getting blisters at this time of the year, it seems, right?
Yeah, I asked Carl Willis yesterday. You know, I don't know about you, Bruce, but when I was growing up and a guy got a blister in the big leagues, you'd hear, well, he's going to soak his finger in pickle brine, and that'll help it. And then Carl said there's about 29 million different, you know, from your mom, from your grandma. They all have a theory on what'll toughen up, you know, a spot where a blister is. But, yeah, they're going to try and get that squared away. But I think maybe the bigger concern is his velocity is not what it was. And they're going to try and see if maybe some mechanical adjustments can remedy that.
What do we know about him as a player? I don't know, as a person, because a lot of times you get into the pitching staff rotation, you're with those guys hanging out there. You know, what kind of a guy is he? Do we know anything about that? Or is that
no idea.
All right.
Thanks for asking, though. But, yeah, I'm not sure. I think he's been a good teammate wherever he's been. I haven't heard anything bad. So, yeah, I mean, we'll find out, obviously, as he gets here. But not having met him yet, it's hard to say.
All right. Are we going to be happy to see Oscar Gonzalez now getting back up into the majors with us?
Yeah. You know, look, he meant so much to this team a year ago and had some of the biggest hits in what was a special season, especially in the postseason. So I think he has a special place in a lot of fans' hearts. Did he get off to a slow start this year? Absolutely. Just never, even in spring training, had a hard time getting it going. I don't think he's ever going to be a high walk guy. That's out there, you know, and that's okay. But I think they had him working on being a little more selective and seeing if that could make a difference. So he had put up some pretty good numbers down there at Columbus and was hot lately. So we'll see if they can ride that. And I remember when he came up last year, he was hitting right away. So we'll see if they can kind of catch that again and if he can make a difference, especially against left-handed
pitching. Well, we got these 2 months to go. That's the plan, right? And we're like starting 0-0. We're at 500 right now, so let's keep above 500 as best as we can. I guess that's the goal.
Yeah, and look, you know, 2 days ago it looked like, the Twins are starting to open it up. It's a four-game gap, and look out. But they spit one up the other night late, and then they lost again yesterday, so it's a two-game gap. And Bruce, you said 500, and I think if they can stay right there, that may put them in position the last week of the season to do something. We'll see, but it doesn't seem like anyone is going to run away with this division, even when it looks like, you know, for a little while there, the Twins might.
Right. Got the White Sox, Tanner Bibee on the mound. Who's the veteran of the pitching staff now? Who's the old guy? Is there? I'm 2 months older than you are. I'm 6 months. It seems, you know, they're all young.
Well, Tavale. Yeah. Aaron Tavale. But that's it. There's no one else. So, you know, hopefully some of these other guys can come back. But it sure looks like, you know, the pitchers who are injured, Bieber, Quantrill, and McKenzie, I mean, September at the earliest, maybe late September. I don't think they're counting on much from them just based on where they're at with their injury rehabs.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to the games tonight and this weekend as well with the White Sox. Jim Rosenhaus joining us. Of course, Tom Hamilton with the call as well. We appreciate your time, Jim, and enjoy the weekend.
You got it, Bruce. Thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't go. One more thing to let you know. I'm on vacation next week. So, like, I know you squeezed out of getting on Les's show the last time around. He'll be here next Thursday for you. So we're going to help him with his questions for you as well.
All right. Just start working on him now.
I will. Thanks, Jim.
All right.
Have a good day. Jim Rosenhaus joining us this morning talking Guardians baseball. As we talk to him every Thursday at this time here on WEOL, brought by North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, and your Tuffy Auto Service Centers.